Hi. It's the news. According to me. Oh, good morning. It is finally. I'm just getting started with this week. It's Wednesday, June 19th, 7:49 Eastern Standard Time. Actually, 7:50 Eastern Standard Time. Just flip. Digitally. I have. It's been, so yesterday and the day before there wasn't a show. I don't know if you noticed or not. There could have been a show yesterday morning. However, there was no show. In case you didn't notice. For those of you who did notice, there was no show. It's complicated. I am going through a sneezing fit here this morning. That's fun. That's always fun. Oh my goodness. So there's a few things I want to get into this morning. One of the things I want to get into is what's in my cup. I have chai with Cinnabon creamer. It's good. It's good stuff. I've been able to take chai with me on the road for the show. And then I ended up drinking it and did do the show. So, there are some lost episodes. At some point, I got to put on a lost episode of lost episodes. I have a backup cup this morning. It's an interesting blend. It actually tastes okay. I have some Chick-fil-A sweet tea. It's about half Chick-fil-A sweet tea. Now I've put a lot of ice in that, and it's kind of watered down. So then I've also got some Longhorn sweet tea. Which is actually pretty good sweet tea. Sometimes it's a little too sweet, but it's not bad. It's hard to get sweet tea too sweet. At the point where your straw stands up in the tea by itself, it's a little too sweet probably. I have also a little blend of Culver's. They serve frozen custard there. I have a little bit of their sweet tea in there. Not much, but a little bit. But it's actually pretty good. It's actually isn't too bad. But that's the way it is, folks. That's their ego. So now, speaking of all this stuff, speaking of cheeseburgers, there's a point I want to make today. It's not going to be a real long show, but there's a point I want to make today. There's this picture, and everybody's jumping all over this picture of Chuck Schumer. You know, you remember Chuck Schumer.
We're coming after you, Kavanaugh. We're coming after you, Gorsuch. You're going to reap the whirlwind. You will pay the price.
Of course, then somebody tried to kill Kavanaugh. But he's not, you know, that's not rhetoric. That's not insurrectionist rhetoric. No, the kind of rhetoric we're talking about that's insurrectionist is, I know you're about to head to the Capitol to peacefully and patriotically let your voices be heard. That's rhetoric. That's criminal. That's criminal rhetoric right there. That's insurrectionist. Yeah. It's kind of people. I'm in one of those moods today. You're just going to put up with me. Mostly negative news today. But I'm going to bring this thing up because it's really something that I talk about quite a bit. It's this whole theater of politics. A theater. The show that they put on all the time. And the Democrats are... How you say, they are the premier architects of putting on a show, twisting words around, saying things that aren't true. I'm going to get into a little bit of that because now there's this whole thing of cheap fakes, not deep fakes, cheap fakes. But I want to talk about this Chuck Schumer thing. You realize he's the head of the Senate. Because Mitch McConnell, who is basically a walking zombie, him and the president should just walk off into the sunset together. They could just reminisce about it. Because they claim to be good buddies. I don't know. My good friend, Joe. Of course he is. The guy's a long history of corruption. was it? Something about thieves. Common. What is? No dishonor among thieves. Whatever it is. I don't know. No honor among thieves. I don't know what it is. Whatever it is. They're buddy buddy. Joined at the hip. So anyway. Chuck Schumer takes a picture. Has a picture posted on his social media. He's wearing a, you know, he's just average guy out there. Average Chuck, the Chuck next door. Has a big old grill out there with a whole bunch of burgers on it. It's Father's Day, of course. No, oh, celebrating Father's Day out here. Got my burgers and my hot dogs out here on the grill. One of the things nobody notices either is that the grill's not lit. There's no, you can normally see some kind of flame or heat or something going on with the grill. Nothing there. There's nothing happening. These raw hamburgers that are pre-made patties, by the way. Nobody got their hands dirty for this one. Because you can take pre-made patties out of a package. I'm sure they were wearing gloves. You would touch that, ooh, that meat, ooh. We have to do it for the for America to look like I'm just a typical American guy celebrating Father's Day. He didn't celebrate Trans Father's Day, which is probably next week. So we have we're just out there with that thing was, and he's got on this raw meat. This meat is not cooking. It's not being cooked. It's not cooking at all. It's not hot. It's still raw. You can tell these burgers are raw. One of them's got a big old chunk of cheese on it. Now, a couple things that are wrong with this picture. I'll just go over that first. Then we'll talk about this whole thing of theater. Chuck Schumer's Jewish. Meat and cheese are not served at the same table in the Jewish tradition. Let alone putting cheese on a hamburger. Now, there's a reason for this. Now, most people don't understand what the why it's just a law thing. It's a law thing based on morality among God cared so much about this stuff that he said, you will not, you know, basically what he told Moses was, you will not boil the calf in its mother's milk. In other words, you won't take the mother's milk and you're, when you're cooking things, you don't take milk from the mother. Kill the calf that the milk was meant for, and then boil it in its own milk. You understand the irony here, the problem here that we have with morality here, because this stems not just into it's not just the life of the cow and the calf, but that kind of insensitivity to life spills over into other things and how you treat your neighbor. That's why it's important. It's not that there was just something wrong with putting cheese on a burger. The problem is that you're taking the milk from the mother and then taking her calf, killing it and eating it and boiling it into... That was the problem. This is why and of course they take everything to an extreme, so they can't allow any kind of dairy product to be on the same table as a meat product. Which is fine. I mean, that's just their thing. Nothing wrong with dairy, and there's nothing wrong with meat. The problem is that you can't let the two, you know, mix. Now, I eat cheeseburgers. I do, yes. I'm not Jewish. I'm Torah. I respect the Torah. I understand the Torah. But I am not, some people call it Torah observant, I guess. All right, so here's what we have. We have Chuck Schumer, who's Jewish. This is much like Joe Biden claiming to be Catholic. Nancy Pelosi claiming to be Catholic. I'm a good Catholic. I have a heart full of love. I have nothing but a heart full of love. That's what Nancy Pelosi was chewing out reporters one day, yelling at them. I have nothing but a heart full of love. Yeah, it's obvious. You just love everybody. Yeah. Thank you, Nancy. You're just The love is just oozes out of your heart, just all over the place. Chuck Schumer, being the good Jewish person that he is, puts cheese on his hamburger. I guess he got a call from, or someone made it. I don't know if he got a call or if he just got some kind of comment about some, a rabbi basically said, please don't do that. Of course, they took the post down. They took this picture down off of his social media account. But I want to get to a greater point here. This wasn't just one of those serendipitous moments that just happened, and they just happened to take a picture of it in the moment and post it on social media. This whole thing was planned. This was a photo op. Think about the thought process going into this. It had to been planned a couple days ahead of time, at least. I'm going to take a picture. I'm going to have the hamburgers. I'm going to put cheese on there. Just make it look like, oh, just a good old American family. I'm just a typical Joe next door. Chuck next door. Just like a regular family. Out there putting raw hamburgers and cheese on raw hamburgers. I don't know. I've grilled, you know, I'm not as old as Chuck is. I've done a fair bit of grilling in my life. You don't put the cheese on until the very end. That's the way we do it here in America. But think about this photo op thing. This was all done for the cameras. It was all done for the theater of creating an image that he's looking for. Had nothing to do with his real life. In fact, they probably gave the burgers away, probably threw them away for all we know. Probably never even cooked them. Chuck doesn't even drive his own car. He's a driver. These people are so out of touch with the American people. They have to do everything they can to try. And this is where they really messed up on this one. But think about all the pictures you see, all the stuff you see. And I just want to take you back. Just this reminds me of another little fella who happens to be from this area, the former mayor of South Bend, just to give you another example. They do this kind of stuff all the time. Once in a while, they get caught. Pete Buttigieg takes his bike, puts it in a car, drives to within a mile of his office, and he pops the bike out of the car. His driver, he wasn't driving the car, of course, and rides his bike in for the photo op, because he's the transportation secretary, showing how good it is to ride your bike to work. People are beyond the pale. I don't know. All I can say is this is the kind of crap that the American people are sick and tired of. Sick and tired of this kind of stuff. Playing games like this, making statements like this, trying to pretend like their poop doesn't stink, that they're setting the example. And all the while, it's just a show. It's not reality at all. Now, having said all that, I want to be very clear about something. Jean-Claude Pierre, Karine, Jean-Pierre, KJP, formerly known hip-hop artist. The press secretary, she's not press secretary, White House spokesperson, whatever she is. She's out there bouncing around with her, you know, trying to talk, and she's doing her thing, and she's repeating herself. When you really listen to this person talk, this is something, one of the things that you learn when you're doing speech classes, or you learn more about speech itself, and you're trying to get into the whole thing, especially in voiceover work. There's this thing in doing speeches we call fillers, which is ums and ah and and Jen Psaki was terrible with this kind of stuff. There was an she'd have one sentence and she would have like four or five uhs and ums in the middle of it. It just drove me nuts. It's incompetence in speech. That's what it is. I mean, if you're flustered and you're flabbergasted and you're trying to... This is the way Joe is all the time. He's got... He's just every week is just major screw-ups with this guy's brain. And we're supposed to be led to... that this is some kind of... Well, there these... First of all, she says these Republicans and these conservative media outlets are saying that they're carefully editing this information. This isn't a deep fake, but it's a cheap fake. In other words, they're not doing computer generated AI stuff. What they're doing is they're editing this video to make him look bad. As if they've never done this to Trump. That's what gets me about the whole thing. The double standard gets me more than anything. They make up more stories about Trump, put words in his mouth, say things that he didn't do, talk about editing video and doing things that make him look bad. They do it constantly. Now they're turning around. This is a cheap fake. Because we're supposed to believe, I guess, this is just fake news. It's all fake news. And then she says, then she turns around. She says, even some of the conservative networks are saying that this stuff wasn't true. They fact checked it. Well, who? What do they do? Well, then, what is it? I thought you just said the conservative networks are the ones doing this stuff. They can't stand the fact that they are losing miserably. Now, here's Chunk Uyghur. Chunk. I can spell his name. C-E-N-K. He's on the Young Turks. He's flipping out. Now he's kind of on the outside of things. They don't really consider him an insider. He's kind of a left wing lunatic. People are Marxists, by the way. They're not hiding that fact anymore. You have to understand, he's on this show and he's being interviewed. And I noticed that what's her name? Little blonde-haired girl that supposedly is Tommy Lauren? Tommy? Whatever her name is. She's on there, and somebody else is on. I don't know what the news network was. I'm assuming it was a fairly liberal network if they've got Chink on. And he's on there, and he's talking about he's like flipping out. His eyeballs are bugging out, talking about they're going to lose. Joe Biden's going to lose this thing. He's all concerned. They got to replace him. Now this is the tremors you're going to see, and this what's happening here is I guarantee you, behind the scenes. I guarantee you that all of the powers that be, the DNC, the people who are actually in charge of things, the don't count the Clintons out. They wield a huge amount of power because of the funding that they have, mostly through the Clinton Foundation and everything that goes on in Haiti. Folks, Haiti should be the Dubai of the islands down in the Caribbean because it's just the money that poured in after the earthquake. That never got to the people. Never got to the people. It all went to the Clinton Foundation. And George Bush won. Somehow he was involved with the Clintons, helping them raise funds for Haiti. And, of course, it became the Clinton Foundation. And, of course, the next thing you know, it was this pay-to-play operation. It's a money laundering scheme, that's all it is. Much like this whole thing that's going on with Ukraine. Billions of dollars. Billions. And billions of dollars. Just being dumped just indiscriminately all the time. Where does that all go? Where does it end up? I guarantee you I know where it goes. There's a percentage that always comes, kicks back into certain people's coffers. This happens all the time. Get that money out there flowing around. And you get support from some people, certain individuals. They are masters at this kind of crap. And we are being fleeced. They're taking our money away from us. Let's think about this. I just, you know, well, let's still stay on this topic right now for now. So Pierre gets out there in front of everybody, talking about, ranting and raving about this whole thing, about these cheap fakes. This is all phony stuff. It's not, not what you see is not what you're seeing. Joe Biden is declining rapidly. Now, I guarantee you, like I said, behind the scenes, the DNC has a plan. One of those plans, and this is something that's been rumbling, and it's a viable, actually, this is coming from some people on the left who are quite concerned about it, but this is one of the things that they're talking about doing. I think that there were 13 Republicans in the House. They had a majority in the House of like 13 Republicans. There were a couple wishy-washy ones in there. They are now down to 5. There are 2 more who are running for, or who are retiring from office, that will not be replaced before the election. There is the way this can happen is you can have the election and they can be gone. The Democrats could end up with a one person majority. The people have done the math on this and how this is going to work out, the way this is happening. And these people who are retiring early are doing this on purpose because they hate Trump. And here's what's happened. They've cut some kind of a deal, I guarantee you, with somebody. It's all always about the money. People aren't that principled. Just for an example, Hillary Clinton was being interviewed by NPR, of all places, and they were asking her why she changed her mind. What led to her changing her mind on gay marriage? Because when Bill was in office and he passed a bill that was the Marriage Act, he actually signed off on it. And all of a sudden, Hillary Clinton changed her mind. Now they're all for gay marriage. Hillary Clinton jumped all over her. This was a guy being interviewed on Joe Rogan, talking about how this happened. And she got really defensive, and she said, "Oh, you're trying to say that I'm just doing what's politically expedient. I just did it for political reasons." Okay, no, I'm not saying that. I'm asking you why you did it. Just, can you explain why? And why did you do it then? If you set the record straight right now, you got the chance to, you got the microphone, say whatever you want to say about it. Why did you change your mind? Some kind of religious conviction, some kind of something else, or what? You know, what is it? What happened? Oh, you're just accusing me. No, I'm giving you the opportunity to explain yourself. When people get defensive like that and they have no other explanation, then you can pretty much assure that what they're posturing is that, yeah, that's what. There you go. There's the problem. So, here we go. The whole thing here – well, let's just put it this way. A whole lot of turmoil going on right now within the Democrat Party. It's all under the cover. They're trying to present a united front. But here's what's going to happen. Joaquin Jeffries could potentially end up being the Speaker of the House after the election. Between the time of the election in November and the time when Trump is inaugurated and everybody's sworn in on the first part of the incoming Congress is sworn in, there could be a time in there where the Democrats could control the House. Even if they lose the House for 2025, during that time, they can hold, because this is part of the whole bill that was passed recently. And the way the understanding was with the Supreme Court, they know how they can get this through the Supreme Court. Congress has to declare that Trump was an insurrectionist. Well, you don't have to have any proof for the Democrats. They will just vote for that. They don't care what, whether there's evidence or not. They're all in on that idea, especially if it can get him impeached. Because, you know, that's what democracy is. They're protecting democracy. We got a democracy to save here, Jack Black. We can't let the people vote on this thing and just let them have their way. We have to put in our candidate to keep, you know, to save democracy. Joe Biden's not going to be on the ticket in November. This is becoming very clear. We got too many months to go. Joe's doing too many things wrong, and he's continuing to just defeat himself. There's this rumor that they're going to get these debates over. The first debate is going to happen possibly. And then how, depending on how Joe performs in that debate, if his polls poll numbers don't go up, they're going to dump him. Now, I don't know who they are. You have to understand, Joe Biden's family and his entourage, the people who work for him, they want to keep their jobs. And they are fighting tooth and nail to keep him in because their jobs depend on it. Their power structures behind the scenes, all of their ability to do make deals and get access, because everybody sells access to the president. His own son was doing it. Anybody around the president can that has potential to create access or this perception of access. Because some people think that he's the king. I can get you access to the king. Well, that's what people want, and they're willing to pay for that to get their way. And they'll grease every palm in between it. So you saw all those palms that are around the president, they're all getting greased. Now, having said that, Joe is not really in charge. But there are people who are. But they're using him as a token puppet. And all those people do not want to see Joe go away. Because he's their bread and butter. And the next administration that comes in or the next candidate that comes in has all their own team. They're not going to replace. They're not just going to pop in and use Joe's team. Are you kidding me? They're probably trying to cut deals right now with whoever's going to pop in there. But they're not going to have the same deal. There are a few people who will remain, but those are the ones with leverage behind the scenes. And of course, then you got the deep state, the administrative state, the FBI and the CIA and everybody else that has dirt on everybody. Whether it's Gavin Newsom or whoever it is, it's this other candidate that's going to come in here. I'm not convinced it's Gavin Newsom. He's a very good possibility it could be. I'm not convinced it's going to be him. I think there's a possibility of three or four other people that they're going to punch in there. The other possibility is that they're going to throw Hillary Clinton in as the VP, knowing that Joe is going to not make it through 4 years. Are you kidding me? I'm concerned about him making it the next 4 months, let alone the next 4 years. He is not going to serve out the end of his term. Everybody has to be aware of that. I assume everybody knows that. There's no way that guy makes another 4 years. No way. Now, of course, that would usher Hillary Clinton in, and then now she's finally victorious. Finally triumphed over Trump. Set everything straight in their world. So they're going to go against the will of the people who vote Donald Trump in. They're going to impeach him before he, I guarantee you, every other day, the only word you're going to hear from the Democrats on the left for 4 years, all of Donald Trump's presidency is going to be impeach, 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 impeach. And if they can get the House majority for just one day, they will take a vote to declare Donald Trump as an insurrectionist. Once they do that, the Supreme Court basically set it up. John Roberts came out and said it. Well, all you have to do, the Congress would have to declare him to be an insurrectionist otherwise they can't consider him. Well, what kind of a fair trial are you going to get when you have the January 6th Commission, who was not a legally constituted commission at all, didn't have the number of people on it they were supposed to, didn't have the number of Republicans and Democrats they were supposed to have on it, didn't have the right, there was no cross-examination of any witness by anybody. It wasn't a court. It wasn't even a hearing. It was just a, it was, the whole thing was a show. They doctored evidence and then destroyed evidence. They destroyed evidence. Why would you do that? Unless you're covering something up, which they were. And they're obstructing justice as well by doing it. They're changing the narrative, jumping in there, getting their own narrative out there. It's all for the theater. It's all for the show. Now, having said all of that, the other possibility is that Joe is just replaced. That's why they're trying to make him the de facto nominee now. There's this game they're trying to play because they don't want to see Kamala in there. They've got to find a way to get rid of Kamala. If they make him the de facto virtual nominee before the actual convention, because he's officially not the nominee until the convention happens, until the delegates are posted. So they're trying to find a way to do it early, do it virtually, so that the convention is just basically a big show, big celebration, big conference. So if they can get this done beforehand, now they have a chance, because the rules change at that point. And you have to look deep into the DNC's rules and everything that they can do. After that, they can change the VP as well as, if he steps down as the presidential candidate, his VP nomination goes away as well. If he stays in, he can change his VP. He can decide on his own. He can say, I want to change my VP running with me. He can do that. Nobody else can tell him who his VP is going to be. The president picks that person. You serve at the pleasure of the president, period. You don't have anybody else telling you. The VP is not elected. The VP is not represented. There's no council. Nothing. The president chooses his VP, his or her VP. So he can change it. He won't, because that would look really bad. Because it's the Biden-Harris administration. Not just the Biden administration. By the way, Mike Pence, speaking of ridiculous VPs, Mike Pence has continued to come out and double down on talking bad, trashing Trump. And he's getting just lambasted. He's just continuing to drive himself into the ground as a political candidate. This guy will never be. Maybe the establishment is they must be on drugs, because they seem to think they're still relevant with the American people, and they are not. The Republican Party has changed. The base, the independents, everybody has changed. They're not going to go with establishment Republicans anymore. This is just not going to happen. The Republican establishment is dead, and they don't even realize it. There's no way they could ever win another election just as establishment Republicans. They can't do it. The Democrat Party is torn into about four different segments. But they're presenting a united front right now. You've got the left radical wing squad folks, like AOC and all the nutcases over there, who were basically appeared for an audition and then you've got the traditional Democrats. There's like two or three of them there who are borderline. They're kind of in a purple state, and they don't really want to be too far left because they can't. But they go lockstep with the Democrats because they have to caucus with them. If you dare go against anything that the establishment Democrats do, you'll be booted out and called labeled a thug and everything else. And of course, that's then you got the establishment Democrats, which are just in it for the machine. They're the same people as the people on the right who are in the establishment, just like Lindsey Graham. I saw him on stage the other day with the president. Of course, and it was so funny. He's walking past Lindsey. I don't even think Trump shook his hand. I think he just kind of walked past him. looked over the top of him, and I, you know, Lindsay was trying to pat him on the back and do all kinds of stuff, try to act like he was, you know, we're buddies now. Lindsay's pathetic, in my opinion. Likes to think he's a big, powerful guy. He's whatever. You've never been able to even get 1% of the vote. Lindsay has ran for president several times, by the way, in the primaries. Never made it through the first couple. So this is what we end up with. Is this ability for them, and this is just a few of the things, that these are minor things. They're terrible things, but they're minor things that they're planning on doing compared to some of the big things I think they're talking about. Of course, one of them is the bird flu now. We got the bird flu coming back out again. I see people wearing masks, people getting scared. As I'm traveling, there's people out there again that are wearing their masks. The old folks got their masks on. Young folks got their masks on. Of course, half the young folks that wear masks are embarrassed by all the tattoos on their faces, so they put their mask on. But then you've got the folks that are around they want to start a war. They're going to come up with some kind of an excuse to put the election off. Or, after the election happens, they're going to find some, if Trump wins in a landslide, the purple states are definitely up for grabs. And he's within, Trump is polling and here's the thing. Polling is one thing. Somebody's asking you who you're going to vote for. Does that mean you're actually going to get out of bed, rush around after work to go to, of course, most of these people don't work, but are you going to go actually out there and vote for Joe Biden? Are they that motivated they're actually going to go vote for Joe Biden? See, I just don't see it happening. I do not see that happening. People are not going to walk over glass to go vote for Joe Biden. There are a few folks who are motivated to the point where they think they're going to lose all their rights. Donald Trump's going to kill us all. Because, you know, just like he did the first time, he killed everybody. Oh, here comes a kitty right up in my lap, right on cue. And they're just absolutely delusional, and they think that what concerns me, like what they're doing with Steve Bannon. I think that's what's that his name? Bannon, whatever his name is. He's going to jail, and now what they're doing is they're setting him up to be Epstein, in my opinion. He's gonna be. They're not giving any kind of security in prison, and where they're sending him, I think they're setting him up to get rid of him. Just my opinion, and they will do the same to Trump. They have no. Which again, getting back to this whole thing of this use of deadly force when they did the Mar-a-Lago raid, I want to really, really be clear about this. They're claiming, oh, this is just boilerplate. This is just it's in every. This is what we put in all of our warrants. No, there was specific, the thing that makes this different, and this is why we know it's not just put into, it was just put in there because that's what we always put in there. They specifically put in there that if they engage with Secret Service, if Secret Service gets involved, they can engage with them. That means deadly force. Engage means violence. It means physical, kinetic interaction. That's what engage means. I engage the subject. In other words, I faced off with the subject and engaged the subject. I guarantee you the Secret Service knows exactly what they're talking about. They realize what's going on here. You've got some Secret Service people around Trump right now that realize they are targets not just from some rogue, crazy person, which there's plenty of them in the left, by the way. And there's some of these people will think that they're going to be the hero to save the democracy, save the country, because the rhetoric that's going on with the left right now, they think if they step in there, kamikaze, go in and guns blazing and try to kill Donald Trump, that they're going to be the hero. That they're posting that. This is what they're posturing for. This is what they're promoting. This is what they're doing, is to try to ramble up some of this kind of rhetoric and hatred. I guarantee you, somebody's going to try to do it, to try to be a hero. The question is, will there be protection, and will this thing be used? Will they find this person and actually enable this person? Folks, if anything bad happens right now to Donald Trump, if they screw around and mess with the results of the election, if they screw around and try to do some kind of crazy, nefarious shenanigans again with this election in 2024, we are probably going to see, if anything turns kinetic in this country, according to Joe Biden, we have to have F-15s. You're going to take on the government. You better have F-15s. Really? Who's going to fly those F-15s? Who's going to start dropping bombs on their own people, on their own families? I don't think that the military should be accepting orders to protect politicians. They're sworn to uphold and protect the Constitution, first of all, and the people of this country. We have a little thing called posse comitatus. You can't use the military against its own people. Joe doesn't know that. This is just all rhetoric, thinking that, oh, well, the government's got to protect itself because we got F-15s. No, you're not. It's not. They aren't there for you. That's what it's become, unfortunately. It's the whole philosophy of the military now is all, it's all just there for them there to just dish out as they please. It's become pathetic. Folks, I have talked my talk for the morning. Talked plenty of times. Too much time, and now I have a bunch of cat hair in my mouth. I end up with a hairball. So I need to call it a day. Yeah, that's what I need to do. Got plenty to do today. Tomorrow and the next day, Thursday and Friday, I don't know if we're going to have a show or not. Very unlikely. I'm going to be camping. And due to the nature of the camper I'm going to be in, I doubt that I'm going to be able to put on a show. Just because people are around, listening in, disturbing me, taking away my concentration. And I'm going camping with two dogs and two cats that don't all necessarily get along all that well sometimes. So, especially the cats. Folks, God bless. If I don't get to see you, Shabbat Shalom, and have a great weekend. In the meantime, take care.